Welcome to this edition of Pasha. I am Ines Kwasana and thanks for joining us. The content from this episode is based on a speech delivered by Professor Tawana Kupe, Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of Pretoria. He was speaking ahead of a panel discussion presented in partnership with The Conversation Africa at Future Africa on Monday, 11 March 2019. Professor Kupe's speech focused on fake news and science in the world we live in.
Fake news is a calculated assault on our democratic freedoms. The power of the notion of fake news and its practitioners is demonstrated by how we all have come to quickly accept that there's a category of news called fake news. I think that is powerful. If you can actually go out and say, there is this thing and name it, and people start using the same term, you have won half your battle. By doing so, we are running the real risk of being complicit in its legitimization. In my book, if it is fake, it is not news. So we should not have a term called fake news. There is news, then there is fake stuff, in my view. Dodgy fakes, distortions, lies, etc. In this country, there is now a culture to call for things that are unacceptable to fall. Fake news must fall. Fake news, on the other hand, is a set of, at worst, manufactured or concocted fakes that are that are a perversion of reality or realities. It is the direct antithesis of science or knowledge. The ways in which fake news seeks to influence are not in the best interest of society or the world. The production and circulation of fake news does not follow the rigors of science or knowledge production, nor its forms of transparency. So here you're actually dealing with something that is an exact opposite. Fake news is not new. It is as old as news and as varieties, including propaganda and spin doctoring. Often there's a tendency these days for people to believe that fake news is actually new. If you go back into the history of news, there was always something that was its opposite. And it was not called fake news. It was called what it was: lies, distortions, propagandas, spin doctoring, and all of those things. I think we need to return to those roots in order to make an absolute distinction.
Science is a major aspect of democracy and informs opinion. It's supposed to be looking out for the best interest of the public.
I think democracy and social progress die without science and fact-based knowledge. Science and facts are the foundational basis for rational and logical disputation. Without facts and information, rational and logical disputation becomes opinion, and sometimes opinion with no basis, and sometimes opinion that is actually harmful. Science is one of the most important means of producing knowledge and getting to what approximates the truth. Good science, in particular, is a result of rigorous processes. Part of the rigor in science and knowledge creation is the peer review process. The peer review process is part of the means to ensure not only correctness of facts, but also transparency in what you consider to be facts. Ethical norms also govern scientific experiments and knowledge creation in general to prevent, among other things, societal harm of many different kinds. Science is not the absolute truth that is beyond question. Scientific findings are therefore the beginning and not the end for the quest for the truth. Empirical data used in science, which can be verified, forms a basis for robust discussion, debate, and decision-making. Science brings a degree of rationality that creates a higher probability, if not certainty, that the best interest of society or the public interest will be taken into account, for example, in decision-making. Science, therefore, is therefore important in the exercise of democracy, which is not possible without facts and information that enables or aids, for example, not only voters to make an informed choice in elections, but also sound policy and decision-making that best promotes the public interest. It enables discerning members of the public to make sense of their worlds and the world.
Fake news, on the other hand, is seen as the polar opposite of science. It's seen as a perversion of reality, but this is not new.
It can be argued that the growth of spin doctoring in the 1990s is the precursor to the exponential growth of fakery in this period. Because remember that in the 1990s, one of the techniques of manipulating and managing information around the world was particularly large public relations firms, which actually became big firms from very small firms in the 60s and 70s. A result of these processes is the decline in the influence of public interest media, or media that strikes the balance between commercial enterprise and the public good. This decline has led to the reduction in the kind of news and media content that focuses on science as well as knowledge in general. Content focused on entertainment or infotainment, if you like, sports, games, and quizzes, and some other trivia, has grown or taken its place in ways that seriously denude the public discourse. I'd like to explain myself here. I'm not saying sport, entertainment, and quizzes and games are not important, and that they're not legitimate subjects for media. I'm saying that the appropriate balance or the diet in the media has gone to the other extreme. And this also came together with concentration, conglomeration, and the reduction in media pluralism and diversity. That if you look at the content in the media discourse, particular forms of content have declined, and identified as some of the content that has declined is content that focuses on science, knowledge in general, that actually, in a sense, enriches the public discourse. That what has taken its place is often infotainment, multiplicity of games and quizzes and all of those things, which are important because human beings are not only rational people. So you need content that appeals to the emotion and to the senses. And that content also does is informative and creates knowledge. What I'm saying is that the balance is not struck in the media these days. There is a tendency, even in the entertainment and things that are shown, to focus on the sensational aspects. And the sensational aspects, actually, if you notice, have some relationship with what you're finding, what we call fake news now. Things are often unbelievable. They are beyond, they are dramatic. They do not resemble anything in reality. So I'm saying that those long-term processes or structural changes in the media space affecting what content is carried has displaced the content that would come otherwise from science and knowledge production in general.
This was the first part of our podcast on fake news and fallacies taken from Professor Cooper's address. It was produced by Ozea Patel and Shalan Govender. Tune in next week for part 2. From me, Ines Kosana, bye for now.